Cumulative test, units 1 to 9.
Today in the studio, we have Dave Bridges. Dave has organised a competition to find the best young inventor in the country. So, Dave, can you tell us a bit more about the competition?
Yes, sure. My friend and I decided to have the competition because we know that young people are great at thinking of amazing ideas for inventions. I've seen some fantastic ideas from people as young as 8 years old. We've decided to allow young people aged 14 to 19 to enter this year's competition. But next year we're going to allow 8 to 13-year-olds to enter too.
That's great. So what are you looking for?
Ideas, really. Maybe you use a product every day, but you think it could be improved or changed in some way. Or perhaps you've got an idea for something really new, a totally new product. It could be something very simple, like a plastic cover to protect a bike seat from the rain. Or it could be something much more difficult to make, like a solar-powered gadget.
Great! So how can people enter the competition?
They need to send us a description of their invention, whether it's completely new or an improvement on an old design. We want to know what it is, how they thought of the idea, and why they think people would want to use it. They also need to provide a very good drawing of the invention.
So they don't need to actually make the invention?
They can if they want to. If it's a simple idea, then why not build it? But if you've designed something difficult to make, then it's best to just draw a plan.
Great. So what happens when people send their designs to you?
The designs will be judged by a team of 5 adult inventors. There are some really famous inventors taking part. Each adult inventor will choose the idea that he or she likes best. They will then work on the design with the young inventor. Cameras will film them while they are working too. There will be a special documentary on Channel 10 about making the inventions.
Right. And what will happen after that?
Well, then the final inventions will be made into products. And we hope that they will become popular, sell and make a lot of money.
So, tell me, Dave, what do you think is the best invention from the last 20 years?
That's a difficult question. Lots of people say it's the 3D printer, because it allows you to print any object. But I'm more interested in inventions that help people around the world. I think Trevor Bayliss's radio is amazing, because it doesn't use electricity or batteries. Poor people in very remote places in Africa are using it right now.
Great. So, have you got any more advice for young people before they enter this competition?
Yes. You need to think of a product that lots of people will want to use. If you can do that, it'll be a great invention.
Thanks very much, Dave. It's been great to talk to you.